Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The Rio Grande Train Depot in Salt Lake City was built in 1910. Once a major hub of transportation, the building has had its ups and downs, and in one close call, even cheated death. At the turn of the 20th century, Salt Lake was a battleground for rival railroads, and fierce competition spurred construction of infrastructure. When trains began running through the newly built Rio Grande Station in 1910, they ushered Utah into the modern era. The station attracted many immigrants who transformed the surrounding neighborhood. Greeks, Armenians, Syrians, and Japanese lived nearby, and the smells of 1,000 kitchens, coffee houses, grocery stores, and saloons mixed in the Utah air. Following these boom years, the depot suffered disuse during the Great Depression, but sprang back to life with the coming of World War II. During the war, the depot serviced 20 trains a day full of soldiers in uniform and civilians forced to adopt train travel due to gasoline rationing. After the war, the depot declined again. New interstates made driving easier and people moved to the suburbs. For long-distance travel, they chose airplanes. Cash-strapped railroads were forced to sell or tear down their unused stations. The Rio Grande Depot narrowly escaped destruction and was instead sold to the state of Utah for the whopping sum of $1. After careful restoration, the old building was dedicated in 1981 for a new use, to house the Utah State Historical Society. The surrounding neighborhood has also received a facelift, with a gateway project commemorating the neighborhood's history as a gateway welcoming newcomers to the city. Today, instead of train whistles, depot neighbors can hear live music from nearby Pioneer Park. Smells don't come from immigrants' kitchens, but from the Mexican dishes at the popular Depot Cafe. This century's Rio Grande Depot seems bent on preserving history, rather than just making it. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.